This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Random topics. I like this one. Sent in from the 808. Random topic. What is a food you can't stand watching other people eat? Mine is corn on the cob. Stuffing their smug faces with corn kernels and having half of it stuck in their teeth.
Smug faces?
Oh, and butter on their cheeks?
Only the smuggest people eat corn on the cob.
I never thought of that as a smug food.
I mean, it's not a... No. It's not a tidy food.
It's the most basic food, though.
No matter what, you always end up with butter on your hands and butter on your face and
little kernels on your face.
Oh, yeah. The husk or whatever it is stuck in your teeth.
Salt on the end of your nose. Who knows? I mean, but it's delicious. What you got to do is, you know, how you often will boil corn. I've taken to boiling it first and then I throw it on the grill and I just rotate it a few times, like kind of brown it. Oh, my God, is it good?
See, I don't like it when it's burnt.
What's a food you don't want to see people eat? I don't like watching other people eat pudding.
Does that happen a lot?
No. But when it does happen, don't care
You're
for
out
it.
Of there.
It's right off.
I don't know why. I think because I always imagine them being one of those old people whose mouth doesn't close all the way, even if they're not.
Oh, and it dribbles a little?
Shoveling it in, and then it drips out like they're a toddler.
When the nurse has to... Yeah, yes. I don't like babies or old people. I don't like watching them eat.
Oh, yeah. Babies eating anything is disgusting.
That's the thing. I don't think I have a food that I don't... That bothers me when people eat it. There are people that bother me when they eat.
Yes.
This one, I can't stand watching people eat chicken wings. Yeah. Pulling the meat off the bones. It doesn't look good.
Licking your
still
fingers
like
and everything.
Yeah.
I don't like eating chicken wings in public if they're the bone in. Like, because it's bad. It's just bad no matter what. Your hands are sauced. Your face is sauced.
Yeah.
That's a private food.
I guess that's a private food. A private food, except in like one of the most popular things that people eat in groups.
I know.
I guess I wouldn't say it really bothers me, but I don't really like watching people eat oysters because I think oysters are disgusting looking. It's hard for me not to go, because there's a slurp and it's. Yeah.
It's quick, though.
It's like watching somebody suck down a loogie. Okay. It's a little gross.
Here's one. Yeah. I don't like when people eat yogurt around me because they always scrape the bottom of the yogurt cup for way too long. The cup is empty.
You
got
to get it all, though. You need to get it all.
But you always want
more. I'll run my finger through the inside.
Heck yeah,
they really should make those like shorter and wider so you can just get your tongue in there and lick it.
Or they need to have the bottom, instead of it like coming to a 90-degree angle, it's got to be curved so your spoon fits right in.
That would be a nice plan. Yeah. This one, I don't think seeing people eat grosses me out, this texter writes, but people who stick their tongue way out under their utensils before it lands home make me want to puke.
Wait, what?
People who stick their tongue out before they eat something? Yeah, that's
like
what
they stick
their
so
tongue
like way out, like they're probing for it.
Yeah.
Like,
hold on, I think I have
their
a
tongue
spoon
is reaching.
Here.
Or is it?
They're
do you
so
still
hungry.
So instead of just like spooning, it would be.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, there are people who definitely do that. I guess I never really thought about it.
The tongue caresses the utensil and pulls it in.
Yeah, so you don't. I mean, you're less likely to clang your teeth, I guess, that way or something. I don't know.
Very strange.
Maybe that's the way to do it. I've never thought about that before.
I think somebody wrote in and said the most disgusting thing to see people eat is the hot dog eating contest on the 4th of July.
Oh.
Well,
awesome.
I mean,
that's
yeah, that's
though.
A whole
it is,
different
but it is
ball
gross.
Game. Yeah, I hate competitive eating. I think it's disgusting.
Because even if you were watching one person eat one hot dog, but they were dipping the bun in water and then shooting the dog down their throat before putting the wad of bread in, that's going to be bad. Like, just that style of eating. Oh, let's Guy see. Fieri eating anything.
Yeah, that guy's disgusting. Yeah,
what about gross. Guy Fieri eating in reverse?
Oh, no.
Wait, did we watch him eating in reverse, or did we just watch a super slow-mo version of him eating different
I think
dive
it was,
foods while he sweated?
Wasn't it him eating in reverse at a ballpark? I might be combining
no,
like
you're
five
combining,
different
I
things.
I think you're combining two, because we had eating in reverse from like the Jumbotron at the whatever game.
Oh, God.
If you could direct a Hollywood movie of your life story, it would be called what?
Oh, God.
I'll go first. I really expected this to be better.
Okay, mine would be painfully average.
Mine would be called He Could Have Done So Much More.
So much lost potential.
I think mine would be She's Done Too Much. Hot Wings is like, he could do more, and then the sequel to that is The Girl Who Did Too Much. Yeah.
You can say no sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, The Girl Who Couldn't Say No.
And mine would be, this movie lasted longer than anyone thought it would.
Yeah. No one thought this would have a third act.
Uh-huh.
Sam writes, I actually love watching eating contests. It's the closest thing I can get to seeing a miracle on Earth.
What?
I'm sorry. What?
That's the closest, huh?
What a strange thing.
Wow.
Wow.
You're a loser. I mean, no offense.
Why would they take offense to that?
You each have the power to bring one person back from the dead with a snap of your fingers, Thanos style. But in saying it, you have to tell me who the runner-up was.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Who's the person you're leaving dead?
Do we have to have known them?
I don't care.
Well, I mean...
Oh, okay.
So it could be anybody.
You don't have
from
any loved
history.
One you'd bring back from the dead?
Well, I do, but I also, if you can, like, I don't know. There's, like, a lot of people, like Jesus and such.
Well, he's supposed to come back on his own, so we'll let him okay. work that out.
That's yeah, that's already
supposed to happen
out,
in
Jeff.
2012. Yeah. Remember that yeah. bus was parked outside? Yeah.
There'll be more fake dates.
Not everybody. Nope. I'm not going to say it.
Oh, well, then, I mean, I'll bring back my Oma, and I'll leave Hitler dead. And I'll leave him dead because he was not
Hitler
a great
was your second choice.
Like, was your runner-up?
I gave, oh, if
yeah,
I
yeah.
gave
yeah,
you
no,
two.
We all heard it.
Lord.
Joe has two.
I don't know why.
Omar really missed out.
So your Oma was a more powerful hate monger than Hitler? Got it.
I don't
it.
Know how I misunderstood that. You can leave one person dead is what I...
No.
Just thought, which you are leaving everyone else dead.
Right.
Oh, man.
No, it's, I said, who's the runner up?
Yeah.
Who's the person that you almost brought back? So your Oma and.
I don't know.
You only have one person? Okay.
Well, cool. I mean, the second choice, that'll take a bit. I mean, first choice, easy.
Howings, what about you?
Man. I don't know.
You're satisfied with everyone who's dead? You like it the way it is?
No, I mean, no, of course that's not the case. But, like, my grandparents all, I mean, they're gone now, but they all lived to be really old. They had really good lives.
Yeah.
And so I was like trying to think of other people. But in my head, I was like, oh, maybe I'd bring back my friend Tim who died in high school.
Yeah.
But we were only friends for like a year. What if I brought him back and he didn't care anymore? And also, it would be like a real bummer.
Is he still high school age too? Because that'd be weird if you were not right. hanging out with
now
a kid.
Now I'm friend, like my like my best friend is 17.
Oh my God.
You're just constantly telling him about all the things you've done in your life. And he goes, I was dead for 30 years.
Yeah. And now, you know, I mean, he's gotten, you know, no marketable skills at all. And now I have to take care of him like he's my son. This is weird.
Like he can't even go to school? He just has to quit?
No, no. I mean, because now, you know.
He's 17. He could still expand his horizons.
He's been dead for over 30 years. Oh, I mean, try to explain that to the IRS.
Can you guys imagine? Can you imagine how long it would take Hot Wings to explain an iPhone to a kid he knew in high school that had not experienced anything? Holy cow.
And then try to explain to the, yeah, the authorities who are like, we're getting a lot of calls that say you have a, there's now a mysterious boy living with you.
Everybody's going through your Wayfair account. Boy, somebody ordered some cabinets. Wink. All right.
I mean, he seems happy and looks kind of like the big boy, which like, is true.
Because you said that, though, I think my first choice would be my buddy Ben Keeney, who died too young, but old enough, but not, he made it past high school. Oma was, if they're coming back how they were, she was filled to the brim with Alzheimer's and dementia. I would want her, you know, when I was a kid. That's the version I want.
Yeah. If you could bring back any version you wanted, that would be, then I would probably bring back my grandmother.
But yeah, because I'm so immature still, we'd get along great, just how it used to be.
That would work out.
Yeah.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Save big now during Menards Super Savings Sale. Brighten your home with a 3-panel LED light bulb. Now just $1.99. Stay warm with a hardwood firewood bundle. Only $3.99. Stock up with Clorox All-Purpose Cleaner. Just $2.99. A 16-pack of Zest Bar Soap is only $7.99. Hurry, these great deals won't last long. Sign up for Menards emails to get the weekly flyer plus exclusive daily flash sales right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.
Para mi familia, siempre estoy en mi mejor momento. Por eso también quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solamente huevos de Eggland Best. Siempre tienen un sabor tan fresco y delicioso, con 6 veces más vitamina D, 10 veces más vitamina E y 25% menos grasas saturadas que los huevos comunes. Entonces, ¿por qué darle menos a tu familia cuando pueden tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.